Let's Talk Letts, an original podcast from the Lettings Hub.
Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of our podcast, Let's Talk Letts. I'm Heidi Shackle, the CEO of the Lettings Hub, the tenant referencing business that got good at tech. And Let's Talk Letts is our regular roundup of news and views on a whole range of subjects spanning the private rented sector. In this episode, I'm joined by industry expert, Christopher Watkin. And I'm sure many of you know Chris as a very experienced agent. He's been operating as an advisor to agents, helping them grow their agency, retaining landlords, and becoming pretty well known in this space. And I'm going to get him to tell you a little bit more in a minute about what he spends his time doing. We're all expecting that 2024 could be a challenging year for our industry. And I think Chris is the perfect guest for us with one of our first podcasts of the year. So to get started, Chris, please introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit more about what you do.
Hi, Heidi. Thanks for inviting me on the show. My job at the moment is I help letting agents attract landlords to their letting agency.
Something that they all need.
There you go. That's it.
So as we go through, I'm sure there might be some things that everybody's going to learn. This podcast is titled What It Takes to Be a Best-in-Class Letting Agent. And that's really an important topic. And we're obviously seeing a bit of a steady decline in the number of available homes to rent, number of landlords that might need an agent. So winning and obviously retaining landlords is obviously crucial. I know you've got a lot of advice on the subject. So my first question is going to be, what is the most important thing an agent should focus on in 2024?
Retaining their existing landlords. I mean, let's be honest, the game of a letting agent is like a pirate, is go out there and plunder other stuff and look after what you've got. And I think what the first thing you need to do is look after what you've got, making sure that your systems and your processes are absolutely A-class, A-star grade that enables that a landlord will not leave you. Then once you've got your own ship in order, then you can go out there and plunder stuff from other agents.
And do letting agents talk enough or communicate enough with their current landlords?
You see, letting agents only communicate with their landlords when there are problems, when the tenant doesn't pay the rent, when there's a problem with the property. Basically, all letting agents are doing is reporting problems. So therefore, when the number comes up on the landlord's phone, it's never good news. So there's always going to be a rolling of the eye saying, oh, bloody hell, excuse my French. What's the problem now? You see, we call ourselves property managers, but in reality, we're not really managing anything. We're not managing our landlords. You know, the landlord bought the property for, hey, wait for it, an investment. What are we doing to help our landlord meet their investment goals? They didn't buy properties for a charity. They bought it for investment. And therefore, it scares the hell out of me that letting agents don't speak with their landlords and give them, like, you know, annual reviews of how their property is performing, how their rents are performing against everyone else. It blows my mind. But if you're not careful, if another letting agent actually adopts the principles I suggest, then God help you.
And I suppose I've always thought of it that if you think about when you kind of instruct an accountant, when you instruct an accountant, you're going for advice and you're going for kind of quality, I suppose, in terms of, and you're expecting something in return. You're expecting that accountant to know enough manage your finances or help you. That doesn't seem to be the view of a landlord. I don't think they necessarily think that their agent helps them manage their portfolio or manage their investment to kind of, I suppose, your point. So apart from the communication, where else are we getting it wrong?
The reason a landlord employs a letting agent on a superficial level is because they're prepared to give 10% of their rent away because they don't want the hassle. That's in essence, if we're getting down to brass tacks, why the hell does a landlord employ a letting agent? It's because they don't want the confrontation and the hassle if the tenant doesn't pay the rent. And they don't want the phone calls at 10 o'clock at night saying, my tap is leaking, come and fix it. That is what a core letting agency is about. But if you want to take it from as I said, either being a bookkeeper, just being, you know, like an accountant, using your analogy of, you know, here's my books, that's fine. But a good accountant would actually say, hold on a second, Chris, have you considered doing this, this, and this? And that's what a letting agent should do, is that they should take a step back, like a helicopter view, and say, you know, Mr. Landlord, sit down with them, Mrs. Landlord, what are you, you know, what are you wanting to do with your investment portfolio? Because not only are we here to collect the rent and sort the problems out, which I know you want, but we want to help you. That will make them think that they're getting more value for money, and also will make them a lot stickier to you.
So why don't agents do it then? Is it because most other agents aren't doing it, and so it's a copycat effect? Or is it because they don't see that that's their role, or they don't have time, or they don't have the right people, or they don't have the right expertise or the stats? What's stopping them?
I'm very much into the how people think and act, psychology, the psychology of sales, and also the type of person that's attracted to be a letting agent. And what you'll tend to find with most letting agents is that they are, well, let me ask you, Heidi, is this, the question number one is, on a scale, one side is whether they're people, and the other side is whether they are process people. Would you say most letting agents are process people or people?
I would say they're process people that often like to think they're people.
Yes. And a good way to answer that is, instead of saying, are you a people person or a process person, I would the better way to ask that question is, if you had a problem, would you use process to sort it out, or would you use your people skills to sort it out? And you can quite clearly say 90%, 95% of letting agents are very much process driven.
Yeah.
If you ask that same question of estate agency valuers and listers, they're quite obviously people. They use their people skills to charm people on the sofa to get the business. The second question is this: are most letting agents outward going, vivacious, driven, eat barbed wire, that sort of thing? Or are they more reserved and conservative with a small C?
I actually think they're more reserved.
Correct. So they are, they are process driven people who are reserved. Now, there's always science behind this. And for anyone that's listening to this, wants to go and look at this, there is a profile. There's many profiling systems, but the DISC profile, as in D-I-S-C, DISC profiles. And most estate agents are on the I, which is people, and they're outward going. Most letting agents are Cs, which means they're conscientious, conservative. And that means that they are process driven and reserved. You see, that particular style, their biggest fear is criticism of others, especially for their work. And they tend to be overcritical of others, of themselves, resulting quite often in such attention to detail, perfectionists, is that they go out of their way. The number of letting agents that have said, I'm stopping till 10 o'clock at night because every box has been ticked correctly on my Repeat or whatever CRM system you have. And that means, because they are detail orientated perfectionists that don't like criticism, they don't like to step outside the box, outside their comfort zone. And therefore, giving advice and opinion on what to buy is a little bit fluffy. The landlord is paying you to do a job, which is collect the rent, take your share, make sure there's no hassle. And if you just carry on like that, then you'll probably be okay. But if you're not careful, if some letting agent in the town starts doing, hey, wait for it, buy to let evenings, one of the biggest things I recommend every letting agent does is that once a week they go on to Rightmove and pick out the best buy to let deal there is with any estate agent in the town, and then flag it up. Let me share with you a story. There was an agent in Northampton, and all he did is that every week he would pick up the best buy to let deal there was in town and flag it and ring up. He had like 20, 50 landlords he'd ring up. He got so busy that he said one day, I'm going to put it on a blog. And every week he would just pick out the best buy to let deal there was and put it on a blog. And at the end of 2 years, it got 185 managed properties off the back of it.
Yeah. Well, the landlords in the end would be expecting that blog to land and be the first one to try and get a viewing, potentially, if they're in the market to buy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you want people, well, I know we'll come on to this in a second, but if you want to attract landlords, by definition, you have to be attractive.
So on the compliance point, that's like a big hot topic, isn't it, across our industry, like more and more legislation. We talk about it a huge amount, I guess, behind closed doors to a landlord. But what does a landlord actually want to know, or what should we share with them? Or do they really care at all? Do they just want to know, I'm safe, my property's safe, job done?
Have you ever wondered why, you know, like rubbish estate agent down the road, you know, every town has rubbish estate agents who are so, got more holes in them when it comes to compliance than a piece of Swiss cheese. And people always wonder why landlords stop with them, because they're so rubbish at compliance and the legalities. Well, I would turn around to most letting agents listening to this and saying, when was the last time a landlord asked you about legislation? The type of person who's attracted to be a letting agent is brilliant at legislation, because you certainly wouldn't let your valuer near the legislation. But your biggest strength, which is your perfectionism and your attention to detail, is also your biggest weakness when it comes to attracting landlords.
So let's just kind of think about how agents are potentially using their staff then, because actually, are they using the staff members with specific skill sets for the wrong things? I know a particular bugbear of mine is when agents celebrate how many viewings they're doing to a property, or they say to a landlord, oh, we've got 20 viewings lined up. I just think that's the most inefficient thing in terms of, you know, actually, you really want to do one viewing to the absolute best tenant, job done, and the landlord probably doesn't want to know. I know I've seen you post on things like, you know, if an agent's saying I'm the biggest or the best in the town on Rightmove because of why, does a landlord really care? Probably not. So with all of that, are we actually measuring in and looking at the wrong things? And secondly, if some of our valuers are the people that are people and actually are really good with the people, are we missing a trick with them not getting more involved with landlords rather than just tenants?
You wouldn't let, well, let's answer the second part first. You certainly wouldn't let your estate agency colleagues anywhere near your landlords. Oh, God forbid. They're completely wrong. Even though most letting agents act and think the way they do, you certainly wouldn't let your valuers anywhere near your landlords.
But that in itself is kind of backwards, isn't it? In the fact that actually no one gets paid until the deal's done.
Yeah, but again, they don't. As long as enough money's coming in, that's how they act and think.
Now we know who a letting agent is and how they behave, but to stand out amongst the competition, what do they need to do or change to attract new landlords?
We pay our negotiators on move-ins, but the bosses want more landlords. People will do actions comparative to the way that they are targeted and bonused. So if you are going to target on move-ins, they are not going to get you any more landlords. The problem, though, is getting a landlord is that it takes months and months and months and years. You know, I worked it out. The average landlord has 4.3, I can't remember, it's either 3.4 or 4.3. I'm going off the top of my head. Properties, and the lifetime value of a landlord is just under £90,000 to a letting agent lifetime, on how long a landlord owns a property. So if you're offering your negs, I'll give you 50 quid, but in return I'm getting something that's 90 grand, then no wonder, because we are rewarding our negotiators in the short term and not playing the long game. And that's why my humble opinion is the job to get more landlords is in the job of the boss. I can count on one hand the number of employees who are as good, if not better, than bosses to get more landlords.
So if the person at the top, personality,
yes,
kind of doesn't quite match that role, what do they have to change, or how do they change to become successful at it?
They have to change. Everything comes from the top. The question is this: you either want more landlords, and you are going to have to change the way you do business, or you're just going to carry on the way you are. An employee is never going to be as passionate or as driven as you. I would never expect them to, because it's your baby. It's a bit like when you have a dog or a baby, everything is them. But when you go to your friend's house and they've got a dog or a baby, you go, oh, there you go, pat it on the head and lovely and carry on. We're never going to care as much because it's not our baby. It's not our dog. There is a solution here, okay? I'm not asking people to go out on video or do anything like that, because most letting agents simply won't go on video or put themselves above and do personal branding and all that malarkey. The simple fact is this: every single letting agent listening to this podcast would have got landlords on the back of probably speaking to a landlord 2, 3, 4 years ago. And landlords don't swap letting agents, just like people don't swap banks.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that they love their bank, they just can't be bothered to move because the perception is we're all the same. I used to be a bank manager, and you know, when the Howard adverts came on, our targets went up, but no more people walked through the door saying, I want a bank account. So the adverts didn't work. But the point is this: the only people that used to walk into our office saying, I want a bank account, were the people who had a t-shirt, might as well had a t-shirt on, said, I've just come from next door, which is the NatWest, and they've charged me £300 in bank charges. I'm really effed off with them, and therefore I've walked in here because, and they didn't say this, but you're the nearest bank.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you went in with your savings account, Heidi, and one of the girls behind the desk counter said, oh, the Chris, the bank manager, just wants a quick chat with you. And I'd take him into the room and said, oh, yeah, my name's Chris. I look after you 30 grand at the Halifax. Well, by the way, I've noticed that you bank with the NatWest. Now, NatWest are a really, really good firm. I'm not here, but and what I want to say is this. Here's my business card with my mobile telephone number on it. And if you've ever got a problem and you get through to these call centres and you can't get anywhere, you give me a call and you can call me 24 hours a day. Now, I do remember when I'm at home, I do not have access to the computer lines, but you can give me a call and I'll answer any questions I can. We used to get shed loads of bank accounts because people had, no one ever used to ring me. It's just that I was a human being and people went, bloody hell, we don't get that at NatWest. How does this work with letting agents? Every letting agent listening to this would have spoken to a landlord. They've got 5 houses or whatever. They've got all the tenants are in. They're not going to swap halfway through a tenancy, but you've helped that landlord and you've kept in contact with that landlord over months and months and years and years. You've built a relationship up with them. You've never gone for the kill. You've never gone for the hard sell. And eventually that landlord said, yeah, I really like that Chris bloke. Next time my tenant hands a notice and I'm going to use him or her.
Yeah.
And they've got business from it. Every letting agent listening to this will say, yeah, that's me. So what I would say to you is this: the problem is with, and this is just down to letting agents or estate agents, this is everyone, just about everyone in this world, is we are too focused on the outcome and not so focused on the process to get the outcome. So we're all focused on getting the listing. And that's why when we lose the listing, it's end of the world, and because we want people to love us. But it's the process to get the listing which is more important. And therefore, if every letting agent listening to this says, you know, if you just get a landlord to come and talk to me, I'll build a relationship and get the business. Instead of trying to get the property, get landlords to want to come and talk to you so you can build a relationship and then eventually you'll get the business. So you're playing the long game. So if you want someone to be attracted to you, to want to come and talk to you, they're certainly not going to be attracted to you if all you do in your marketing is talk about yourself, your agency or your firm.
And what does it mean in a real life situation? What would be your top tips on what agents can do today to really make it happen?
You've got to go where the attention is, where the eyeballs are. And what do we spend, all of us, 5 hours a day on?
Phones.
Phones. Social media. You're in Peterborough, aren't you?
Yeah, in Peterborough office. Yeah, Peterborough.
Yeah, okay. 60 to 70% of Peterborough landlords will live within a 5 to 10 mile radius of Peterborough.
Okay.
And that figure, unless you are in central London, central Birmingham, Manchester, or the seaside towns, that number rings true everywhere. That's because people buy what they know and people tend to buy local. So if 60 to 70% of the Peterborough landlords, and when I say Peterborough, listeners, just change the word Peterborough to whatever town you're in. If 60 to 70% of Peterborough landlords live in Peterborough, then what you need to do is put stuff in front of their eyes, which is of interest to them. We know where their eyeballs are because they're on social media. So the question is, what social media? Now, most agents will go out there and post their content on their pages, blogs and co, and they'll just lump the stuff in blogs and co Facebook groups on their page. But the problem with that is this: the only people that actually get to see your stuff on your page is people who've liked your page. And therein lies the problem with chicken and the egg. They need to have seen your page and liked it to get the content. So the true art in social media, and this is the wonderful thing about Facebook, the silver bullet, you join all the local Facebook groups. But then most people are going to say, well, I'm not allowed to post or share into Facebook groups. Of course you're not. If all you're going to wave your willy around saying, hi, I'm a letting agent, I'm brilliant, and I've just done 20 viewings on this property. People only care about themselves. So you need to create content which is of interest to your potential customers and clients, and which is Peterborough landlords. You see, Heidi, you very kindly made some nice words about what I said, but if you actually watch my social media, you wouldn't actually know what I sell.
No.
Most people do not actually know what I sell. They just think of me as a chubby bloke with a beard who interviews people on the sofa. Every person that sits on that sofa costs me £300. I'm not making any money on that one. It's costing me money. So what am I doing to attract people to me? I'm creating content which is of interest to agents. Letting agents need to attract content which is of interest, in your case, to Peterborough landlords. And it certainly isn't you, and it's not your firm, and it's not your services. On average, 157,000 people move home every single month. That's sale and rent. So if someone's looking on Rightmove and they're looking for a period of 6 months, there should be 6 times 175,000 people on Rightmove at any one time. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yep.
Add all the estate agents on and letting agents and surveyors. Now, all of a sudden, we should have 1 million viewers a month. So some of those are going to be on month one, some are going to be on month three, some are going to be on month six, and all the surveyors. But individually, they should add up to 1 million visitors. Do you know how many people go on Rightmove every single month?
Oh, I bet it's way more than that.
14 million.
Yeah.
So what are the other 13 million doing? Well, they're doing...
We're nosy neighbours, aren't we? And dreaming.
Yeah. So most landlords, you know, if there was a brand new for sale board on your street, Heidi, that wasn't there this morning, what are you going to do before you get out the car?
Oh, I'm going to pull over. Yeah. I think, actually, and have a look.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to look how much it is. I'm going to have a little nosy inside, what it looks like.
Okay. Would you do the same if the for sale board was half a mile down the road?
No, not so much. I depends if the area is a better area than mine.
Okay, then. So would you say most people would look at it if it was on their street, but wouldn't? Yes. If it was half a mile? So why do they look at the one on their street? You've already given me the answer about a minute ago. But just to help the listeners, why do you look at the one on your street and not the one half a mile down the road?
I think they're just being, you're being nosy neighbour, aren't you?
No, so you're looking at the pictures, but you said something else to start with.
You want to compare.
What are you comparing?
A price.
Bang on. Could you say that every homeowner is obsessed about the value of their own home?
Yes.
Would it be fair to say, therefore, that if every homeowner is obsessed about the value of their own home, how many letting agents are actually talking about their local property market?
Yeah, not enough. And I suppose it's the comparables, isn't it, for the landlords? Because it's also, you know, how big or better is mine than yours? And is it right? And can I get more?
Well, no, that's what they're looking at. But the reason that they're looking at is that the first thing that they're obsessed about is the value of their own home. Because all a landlord is just someone that owns their own home but doesn't live in it. So here's an idea. If only there's this little firm in London. They've got a few sub offices around. You might have heard of them. They're not very well known. They're called Savills, multi-billion-pound estate agency firm. They don't have a marketing department where they wave their willies and say how awesome they are with pie charts. They have a research department who write content about the local property market. So if they have an office in Stamford, they write about the Stamford property market and then publish Stamford property market house prices and where it's going to Stamford people. And if you're in Cambridge, you talk about the Cambridge property market to Cambridge people, because Cambridge homeowners and landlords live in Cambridge. If you want people to be attracted to you and your agency, you have to be attractive. And you do that by creating content which is attractive. And you just said to me, Heidi, every homeowner is obsessed about the value of their own home. That's the first thing you need to talk about. Talk about the property market. The second thing that you need to talk about, and I can guarantee you every single landlord is obsessed about this, and every homeowner is this. And let me turn it around. Why does my wife, every single Sunday, and has done for the last 8 years, go on to Rightmove to see what's coming on the market within a 10-mile radius of Brampton?
Well, the reason I do it,
yep, go on.
I'm also like your wife, probably, is I just like to have a look at what I can aspire to have.
At the aspirational move.
Absolutely.
I would also hazard a guess that most buy-to-let landlords are also looking at the lower quartile, the lower 25% of properties, and seeing what's coming on the market.
Yeah, but they could snap up for a bargain.
Even if they're not buying. Just like men will look at cars for 6 months, 12 months before they want to buy. Or just like my missus will spend 4 hours looking to buy a pair of boots. So we have to encapsulate everything. If you are a letting agent and you want to attract landlords to your letting agency, you talk about the two things which obsess landlords, which is what's happening to the value of my property and the next one I want to buy. And remember what I said about the guy in Northampton. He talked about the buy-to-let deals, but what he also did in that blog is that he talked about what was happening in the Northampton property market. Constantly throw it out. Set up a blog called the buy-to-let blog of Peterborough, and just chuck this stuff out and then post on social media. Notice you're not talking about yourself or your firm. You're giving great info. You're not saying, hi, I'm a letting agent. You're just giving this information away. You're going to become the most interesting letting agent in your town. And when you talk about something that's of interest to another human being, this is what happens. If you are interested in them, step one, they become interested in you. That is how all human beings work. And here's the killer line. People do business with people they trust. If anyone's listening to this and they want to text me, just text me or WhatsApp me the word free stuff to the following number, 07950 147572. I will text you the whole technique I've talked about and 20 free templates on articles that you can write. So you can go out there and write your own articles and highlight the best buy-to-let deals so you stay the right side of the law. The whole technique I will give away for free. And I'm happy to do that because, again, I'll come back full circle. Heidi, 99% of the people that will listen to this won't do anything with it. 1% will actually send me the stuff saying free stuff, and out of those 1%, probably, I don't know, 80% of them won't do anything with it.
But it doesn't just work for landlords, does it? I suppose it works for any business.
Works for any business.
Any business.
But again, just it works for a estate agent. It works for any business. But think about it. We're not selling swimming pools or widgets here. We're in the property game, and there is only one other topic to the British that's more important, interesting than property, and that's the weather.
Can I ask another question? We're obviously agents at the minute are inundated with tenants looking for a property.
Yeah.
Are we missing a bit of a trick? Because most of those tenants are tenants somewhere else. Most of those tenants are connected to the landlord.
Yep.
Most of those tenants, whether they get the house that they're currently looking for or the next one that comes to market, are looking to move pretty soon. Are we missing a trick in terms of actually using the people that we talk to and their connections to actually get access to more landlords easier and quicker? at a time where we might be able to help them.
So but again, that's it. Is you should be the fact a tenant comes to you, this should be a separate department that says, right, where do they live? Do we have the landlord's contact details? Now, if we don't, we can always go and get the land registry, or we can do a bit of ferreting around, because you'd be amazed how quickly you can find these people. They're probably company directors, and you can go on to company's house and find where they really live. But this is again where we go. We're all in the short term. You know, you ring up and say, do you want a tenant? No. And you put the phone down, because it's all about now, because we're paying our staff and colleagues on the now. When in reality, it's right. The tenant's about to hand their notice in, or has handed their notice in. I bet you a pound to a penny the landlord, the other agent has probably already put the property on the market, found the tenant already. But at least we know they've broken radio silence, and there's that, we know they're a landlord. Right. Let's put that landlord into our nurture system. If we can get their address or email address, I bet it's on the CRM anyway. Just put them not into a 12-week nurture system, put them into a forever nurture system. And if you're talking about the local property market, you can forever drip feed stuff to them.
Anyway, thank you so much for that, because I genuinely think no matter how many agents kind of believe in the process or engage or ignore, I think it's going to be really, really useful for some, which is absolutely critical. With every guest that we have, we always ask at the end if there is a funny story or anecdote that you could share of your time within the industry. That would be great.
I'm more of an estate agent than a letting agent. A solicitor said, I need you to do an urgent probate valuation. Can you get yourself their PDQ? So me and the surveyor literally went that afternoon. We got down this particular street. There was loads of cars everywhere. Couldn't park anywhere. And this is why a cottage where there was no windows on the front, it was all on the back. And there was a long cottage, and what we didn't have to get in. So he went in one window, I went in the other, went into this lovely garden, couldn't see anything. And then we looked through the window, and there was everyone standing around the coffin.
Oh, gone. Whoops. Ah, awkward. Thank you. As I said, I'm sure our listeners would have taken a huge amount from today. To ensure you never miss an episode of Let's Talk Let's, please follow us on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you like it, please obviously give us a review. Thank you for listening, and thank you to you, Chris.
Thank you, Heidi.
Let's Talk Let's, an original podcast from the Lettings Hub.